This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hageani. President Draupadi Murmu has said that providing the best possible education to daughters is the most effective way to promote women-led development. Addressing the gathering after presenting the National Teachers Awards 2025 in New Delhi on the occasion of Teachers' Day today, the president emphasized that girls' education should be accorded the highest priority. She added that investment in daughters' education is a priceless contribution to the development of families, society and the nation. The president expressed happiness that the gross enrollment ratio of girls in higher education has shown a significant rise in recent years. President Draupadi Murmu highlighted that the National Education Policy 2020 lays special emphasis on making education more accessible and seamless at the school level. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal has launched Angikar 2025 campaign under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban 2.0. The campaign is an outreach program which will accelerate the implementation of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban by creating widespread awareness about the scheme across the country. It will also fast-track verification of applications under the scheme and expedite the completion of already sanctioned houses. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak today presented the state awards for teachers at the Golden Jubilee Banquet Hall, Itanagar. A total of 40 educators, including principals, a headmistress, PGTs, TGTs, PETs and PRTs, were honoured for their outstanding contributions to the advancement of education in the state. The awardees represented both government and government-aided private schools. The governor congratulated the award winners and said that the recognition for their sincere service to education and also a source of inspiration to nurture a generation equipped with knowledge, values and wisdom. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Meen today congratulated Headmistress Nang Ekthane Monglang of Government Secondary School Pachin, Papumpare, for being honoured with the National Teachers Award 2025 by President Draupadi Murmu. In a social media post, Meen informed that under her guidance, the school achieved a milestone raising Class 10 CBSE results from 27% in 2023 to 100% in 2025, making it the first government school in the state capital to accomplish this feat. Her initiatives, including ICT, integrated classrooms, co-curricular programs and active community engagement, have transformed the school into a model of holistic development in line with NEP 2020, Meen added. MLA Nabam Vivek today inaugurated a newly refurbished auditorium, Hakum Hapa Nam, at the Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose Awasya Vidyalaya Yupia. The once unused hall has been transformed into a 125-seater modern auditorium by the district administration under the supervision of Deputy Commissioner Vishakha Yadav. The facility will cater to the needs of students for extracurricular activities, cultural events and academic meetings. On the occasion, the DC announced the launch of a new initiative, the Teacher of the Month Award, to recognize outstanding educators. The inaugural award was conferred to Amin Takyo, PRT Government Residential School, Nyopang Mingyo Block. Tomoriba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, Nahalagan, and Northeastern Regional Institute of Science and Technology, Nirjali, have signed a memorandum of understanding to promote cooperation in academics, research innovation, training and student faculty exchange programs. The partnership is designed to leverage the complementary strengths of the two institutions, medical science and engineering and technology, to address local challenges in healthcare. The government of Arunachal Pradesh has issued a directive to ensure strict compliance with the conditions prescribed under the Pharmacy Act 1948. As per the directives, only individuals who are registered pharmacists in Arunachal Pradesh or approved under Section 14 are entitled to practice pharmacy in the state. No person other than a registered pharmacist shall compound, prepare, mix or dispense medicines on the prescription of a medical practitioner. Dispensing by unqualified persons is strictly prohibited. All heads of institutions and organizations in government and private sectors are hereby urged to comply within 6 months of issue of the memorandum. The Meteorological Center, Itanagar, has issued a yellow alert for West Kameng, Kamle, Lower Subansiri, West Siang, Shiyomi, Tirap and Longding district of Arunachal Pradesh. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.